I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's the Pick and Roll Show. We're a weekly podcast that's available on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast. So please take the time to rate, review, subscribe. And you already know the whole jazz. Tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell anybody. Let them know about our show. Let them know what you like about the show. And the more the reviews, the better. It keeps that algorithm flowing, helps us grow and become one of these recognizable podcasts on iTunes. And we want to be the most popular podcast out there. We can't do that without you. So continue to support us, and we certainly appreciate the support. Okay, so this episode, we sit down and talk to our good friend Alex Camacho, a great friend of mine, and Chuck's, or Picks, I should say. We talk a lot about football, basketball, and anything else that can come to mind. Mostly sports talk. It was a very, very fun episode to do with Alex, and it was a good time. I already said that. But anyway, we hope you enjoy the podcast, and we hope that you enjoyed your holidays and you continue to enjoy your holidays. As of this moment, it's almost December something or other, end of the year, New Year's. My birthday's coming up, so that's kind of exciting. I'm looking forward to spending time with my wife and my family and maybe a couple of friends, who knows. Anyway, well, without further ado, we'll get started. And before we go any further, I do want to mention we have for the first time ever, we have a Song of the Week this week. A good friend of mine, Michael Trigo, put out his first album, and the name of the artist is Trigger, and the album is Dawbringer. So if you guys can take the time and check it out, if you like heavy metal type, Mike put some good stuff out there, and it was very thrashy, not thrashy, more, it felt a little bit to me like Dream Theater meets some thrash a little bit. He did everything himself, one-man band. He played all the instruments in this, and it's really applauding because, you know, he went out there and he worked his butt off to make this happen. And when I first heard it, I had to inbox him on Facebook, and I told him, hey, I want to. Where can I hear the rest of this? Where can I get it? You know, let me plug it on my podcast and get the word out there so people can listen to your stuff. And so he obliged me, and he sent me this file. So here it is, the song called Paladin. And I hope you enjoy it, and we'll be right back with Alex Camacho. Enjoy. Well, we have another guest.
Yeah, who we got today?
We have the one, the only, the Patriot.
Oh. The Iron. Tom Brady?
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Or Gronk.
Yeah, we got
Aaron Hernandez?
No.
He is Latin, but we have Alex. Oh. Alex Camacho.
Alex Camacho.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Just finished watching the Spurs.
All right. Did they win? What was the score?
103-83.
Los Spurs.
Los Spurs.
Beat them by 2.
Who they play?
Grizz.
Memphis Bleak.
Mm-hmm. Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, Memphis is, they're pretty much done.
Yeah, they've been done.
I think their window is
it gone. Closed, like OKC's.
They're at bet 4th through 6. They might not be like, yeah.
They might be 7.
5 through 8.
Dallas is kind of impressing.
Dallas is, yeah.
They're
yeah, Dirk's always going to be around.
Yeah, they're going to be pretty good on offense, I think.
Who, Dallas?
Yeah, they'll be pretty solid.
Wes Matthews is pretty solid.
Wes Matthews is nice.
Yeah. And then part.
Did we go to the Dallas game? Is that the game we went to? What game did we go to? Yeah.
Yeah, because it came down to the end, right?
Yeah. They played the Spurs really good.
Yeah.
And Parsons is.
He didn't play that night, though, too, when we went.
I mean, they're 11-8. Oh, yeah, right. Parsons didn't play. I forgot about that. They're 11-8.
All right. So, what we like to do, Alex, is we like to ask who your teams are. And what was the biggest surprise so far for you, Pick, of the guests that we've had?
What?
They told you what their favorite team was and you kind of like blew your mind?
Oh, Tampa Bay.
My dad.
Your dad, yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't know what the hell.
He'll tell you. He's a Doug Williams.
What's wrong with him? Yeah, Doug Williams, though. Yeah. I like Tampa Bay. They just weren't good, but yeah. I did like her. I liked them.
Yeah.
I liked their uniforms, too, for some reason.
He liked their uniforms, too.
I don't know why, but I liked them.
Well, it's because it's bright.
Yeah, I never got one, but I was like, yeah, I don't know.
All right, man. So go ahead, Alex. Tell us what you're
doing. Yeah, what are your teams, bro? Spurs.
Los Spurs.
Los Spurs.
I love the Longhorns.
Okay, UT. They need to do something.
Extremely frustrating to watch.
Yeah, I mean.
Since 2010.
since Colt McCoy.
Since he left?
Yeah, since he left, yeah. So
it's been pretty tough to watch them.
I know Jamal Brown. Or Malcolm Brown.
Malcolm Brown.
Yeah. Not the running back, not the defensive lineman.
Yeah, Malcolm Brown's with my other team, the Pats.
Is that where he is?
Yes, sir.
Oh, the lineman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a tackle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
And,
the Patriots.
Man. I'm more of a Tom Brady fan.
I respect Tom Brady.
I like Belichick. Yeah, I think he's...
So is that why you like the Patriots, because of Belichick?
More of Tom Brady, but I really do like what Belichick does. It's like, whatever the situation is.
Belichick and Brady
is,
are amazing.
They're just a plug-and-play, man. Yeah. They just
They work very, very well together.
Yeah.
They're the Spurs of football.
I would agree.
Yeah.
And then
they always beat my team.
Baseball. I mean, I don't follow baseball too closely.
Yeah, nobody watches baseball.
But I do like the Sox. I like the Red
Sox.
Sox?
Okay.
Red Sox.
Boston. The Sox.
Did you see Big Poppy's going to retire after this season?
I saw. And then the other day, on they had a 30 for 30 of, I think it was 4 days in October.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dude, that
was That was brutal.
Oh, really?
The
Dude,
Yankees
you gotta
blew
watch
that
it,
3-0 lead.
Oh, really?
It was 2004 when...
I don't watch baseball. Nobody watches baseball.
I don't. I'll watch the playoffs.
I watch every once in a while.
The World Series,
yeah.
But...
It's hard to watch
sometimes. There's too many games.
It's like, baseball's on again? Okay, yeah.
They played like 4 days
and I played.
They do.
I played baseball. It was crazy. Yeah.
This guy was a freaking... His first sport was baseball.
Yeah, I played. So, but I just can't watch it.
Chuck knows baseball.
Yeah, I left alone. Softball. I'm old school now. So I play basketball now.
So he's kind of like me. He's not scattered, but he's in the upper north.
You have a college basketball team?
Yeah, that's a good one. We never really talk about that.
No, I don't. No. I'm not too interested in college basketball.
They come from, dude.
I know.
Now they have to go to college now, but.
It's different, man.
It's where they come from.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow. I remember watching Carmelo. I was like, he's going to be bad.
No, I've seen some good. Like, I'll always watch the Sweet 16.
Yeah, March Madness.
Yeah, I always watch that.
I watch it like now.
But during the regular season, if there's a college game on, I'll just.
Oh, man. Like the Big Ten ACC Challenge, man.
Well,
dude, it's in ballers.
You know, I used to look forward to the UNC Duke games, and those games kind of suck now.
You're crazy. What are you talking about?
Well, you know what it is? I think it's just. The talent level is different than what it was back in the day. Because I'm talking about like when Jameson and Vince were just there against like Elton Brand.
It's always two guys. It's never like
Corey McGetty. Corey McGetty was after.
He's still in the league.
Corey Maggette is?
Dude, I was watching. Was it? Is he still in the league?
No, he's not.
Yes, I'm telling you.
He was on our. He was I on our practice squad last year, and he didn't even make it. Man,
are you serious? Okay, maybe he's not.
He could have been good.
Maybe he's not. But he was like, he's probably. I would say he's probably the Duke player that's been in the NBA longer than just about anybody.
I remember seeing that guy as a freshman, dude, and he was.
He only played 1 year.
You know, 1 year. Yeah, they all left. Him, Will Avery, Elton Brand, and somebody else. They all left at the same time.
He said, who's had a better career, him or Elton Brand?
Elton Brand, obviously. You think? Elton Brand was like a three-time All-Star.
Okay, but who's had the better career? That doesn't mean anything. It just means you're a three-time All-Star.
Elton Brand's still in the league. Elton Brand had a better career.
Corey Maggette had a pretty good career, man.
He did. He had like
he was in Golden State for a minute, wasn't he?
He was at Orlando. He was at Golden State.
Yeah, Orlando,
he was at
LA. Yeah.
He was at.
I'm talking about his two. Anyway,
he was good when he was in with the Clippers.
I just like Corey Maggette anyway. I'm sorry.
I like Corey Maggette too. I like Elton Brand.
How do we get into this discussion, dude?
Because we
calm down.
We brought up Duke.
I think you're thinking about Christian Laettner. That's yeah, you have Christian Laettner in your
oh,
mind.
Oh, you know, this is a good point. He's here.
Who?
Who is the greatest you don't watch college basketball, but would you say Christian Laettner is the greatest basketball player of all time? Wait, first and foremost,
that's not what he said.
Hold on.
That's not what you said.
Have you seen I Hate Christian Laettner? Have you seen that 30
about
for 30?
Five times.
That's fucking, it's awesome, right?
Oh, no, he's a beast. But he is not better.
I would say he is definitely the most decorated.
Thank you. That's,
yeah. For sure.
Him like Tyler Hansbrough. Hands down, those guys were beasts in college.
But you're not decorated just because you got to do something right. So
yeah,
he
made the right decisions.
He was a very successful college
because he was a smart basketball player.
He was at the right school at the right time.
He was in the right environment.
He was in the right situation.
Compared him to Tyler Hansbrough.
Tyler Hansbrough is go back. You're crazy.
Why don't you just say Chris Lang is good too? Pick.
Dude, Tyler Hansbrough is like the number one player, like top five player in North Carolina history.
That's embarrassing. So, I mean,
I can compare him to Christian Laettner.
Over Worthy, over Jordan, over Vince.
No, dude, go look at his numbers. I'm not saying he's better. I'm just saying he's the most decorated. One of the most. He played 4 years. Those guys played like two or three.
Better than that guy.
Nah, nah. Tyler Hansbrough has a national championship. He's a beast in college.
What's funny is,
and I hate it. His game was just
nowadays. Well, of course. Guys don't stay that long anymore, but
they don't.
Some do. Back in the day, yeah,
you know, people stayed all 4 years, and they normally turn out to be pretty good basketball players because they were a little more polished, a little more prepared. But
right.
I don't know what happened to that guy, man.
Who?
Laettner.
He fell apart because
he wasn't the best basketball player in college. He just was in the best situation because a year later you can't even play like. You can't shoot. You can't do anything.
He was smoking decent. Smoking grass.
No, he was decent. He should never been on a dream team. Come on, really?
If I were a college Shaq basketball been on a dream player team. And I wasn't good enough to go pro, I'd play all 4 years in college.
Yeah, so that's what. That's why they do that. That's exactly why they do. I'm gonna get my degree, get my paper.
Right.
So like Bobby Hurley wasn't good.
Yeah, I mean that guy.
Bobby Hurley would if he would have got hurt, he would have been a solid point guard.
He was like in a real bad car accident.
Yeah, if he would have got hurt, he'd have been a solid point guard. He'd have been not Steve Nash, but he would have been solid.
He would have been like
he'd been better than Mario Chalmers.
He would have been like definitely. He'd have been like Matt Maloney.
No, he'd have been better than that. I would say he'd been like a better Avery Johnson type of player. You know what I mean? Because he knew how to run the point.
Johnson was a good point guard.
He went against UNLV pretty much single handedly and was the second year, not the first time he got handed to him. But
Greg Anthony's a bitch, by the way.
Greg Anthony was a floor general, though. I mean, he played NBA too.
He's a little bitch,
but he knew how to run a team.
He's a fucking terrible analyst.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's a terrible analyst.
I've
Tim Legler, dude.
It's hard.
You don't like legs?
It's hard to listen to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just I think I like because he played for UNLV.
That's where you want to be.
What?
Never mind. Yeah. That was a shout out to my dad. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he's your dad's name. Oh, okay.
He used to do his little rhyme.
What's up, Poppy? but yeah, no. Christian Laettner's terrible.
Okay. So, no, he's not terrible. He's not terrible.
He wasn't terrible. He was Tim Tebow, basically.
Argue that. Tim Tebow. I can't argue that.
One of the best college players ever, but that was it.
You
peaked. You're done.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Christian
Laettner
is better than
Tim. So Spurs, Patriots, UT,
Boston, Red Sox,
Hockey. Please don't say Blackhawks like this.
I love my Blackhawks.
This
Let's go Hawks. Dun dun. Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
I'm not feeling that, bro. You know I don't feel that.
I know you don't.
I'm more of a San Antonio Iguanas kind of guy.
Iguanas.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's before the Rampage.
Iguanas.
Back in the day, they even had an arena team called the Texans.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
No.
That's in the 90s.
It lasted
like
who?
San Antonio.
Yeah, what?
They were called the Texans.
Arena football team?
Oh yeah, we had one too in my city. Yeah,
I remember
they were
the
ugly colors.
Yeah,
too.
Really?
Ugly colors.
Well, go ahead.
They lasted maybe one or two seasons.
Really?
I don't know what happened to them, but their colors were ugly. You know what he looked like? The mascot looked like the Pistol Pete's pizza guy.
Pistol
remember
Pete?
That
oh
place?
Wow!
Remember that Pistol Pete's pizza place?
I'm not from here. So.
He had that nice little curly mustache. It was.
That was
the
mascot.
Like pizza patron.
That's what the mascot looked like on the helmet. It was horrible.
It was a picture of a dude.
Yeah.
Like a bandito type of dude, or what? Really?
Like a Wild West kind of cowboy looking guy.
Like Yosemite Sam type.
Yeah.
But the Hispanic version.
Yeah.
Really?
It was ugly, bro.
Dang! What the heck?
Well, that's
why I lasted 2 years, barely, honest.
Why you gotta hit on my people, Pig?
No, I'm just saying that's not good.
So San Antonio Riders, I remember them.
Riders, ride or die.
Like the football team?
Yeah. We ride together.
Were they the Riders?
We die together.
Yeah, bad boys.
Are
for
you
life.
Sure they weren't the Texans?
Bad boys.
No, I mean, there was another, not the arena football, but they were like a semi-pro football.
If you wanna ride.
In the backseat of
In the backseat of a cat. You gotta say it like that.
I had it right.
I can't hit that note.
I mean, you ain't even tried.
Oh, my bad, guys. They were a Canadian football team.
CFA?
Oh, that's even better, though. They were CFL.
That's legit.
And they had the little bandito dude. Oh, it looks like Clint Eastwood.
Does it look like Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood was awesome.
That's a Hispanic Clint Eastwood.
I like how he takes his glasses
from,
off to look that up.
From, what was that movie? It just came out.
Good, Bad, and the Ugly?
Yeah, right. That too. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Three Amigos.
Hamburger Hill? No.
Oh, Hamburger Hill. That was a good movie. Dude.
Yeah. Wow.
It won 8 Oscars.
Any Which Way Blues? Oh. Nah, that was my show.
All right, man. So,
Yeah. So, hey, Alex.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you coming out, man.
I've been dying to get him in.
You know,
here.
Man, we get into it.
Oh, no. He goes, which one's Alex? I goes, a long time ago. He's like,
the Tony Parker guy.
Yeah,
I was like, oh yeah.
And then I think
I remember that guy.
Yeah, that's my dude. Yeah, I mean, we argue at work all the time, so I love it.
And then I think you told me like in February, like, hey, tell Chuck. I said this month CP3 is better than Tony Parker.
Yeah, this month.
So you know what? Where's your book at? Let me pull your book out. Don't even find that book.
The wife put it away.
Yeah, it's convenient. Yeah, it's cool. Don't even worry about it.
Go
it's
right
all good.
Again. I can go
it's
right all again. Good. Can
no. That's your book. So, yeah.
Well, it doesn't. It technically does not belong down here.
Okay, I'm just saying.
It is my book.
It's all good.
And go ahead and tell them what you saw the book. You've seen the book. The top ten.
I don't. That's fine. I don't need to talk about it. No. The book was justification enough. So.
Oh. Okay. Okay, so you go ahead and ask him.
No, so I want to ask Alex, like, all right, so you're starting five NBA ever.
Oh.
What's your starting five? So I don't know if you know ours.
I don't.
You didn't look, okay, so yeah, you're, we said on the show.
You listened to episode 10.
Was that episode 10?
Yeah, that one.
That's the one with Dominic.
So mine was, I got LeBron at the point, Kobe and Mike on the wing, right? KG at the four, and Shaq at the five. That was my starting five ever.
Ever?
But, you know, just... That would be my starting five, but then the bench would be crazy. But
so
what was yours?
Mine was I had Magic at point, Jordan at two, and I can't remember if I had LeBron or Larry Bird at three.
No, make a choice, dude.
I had Larry Bird at three.
But wow. Are you going by position or are you just picking five? Like
no, you go by position. But LeBron can play the point, and Kobe can play the three. So I mean, that's they're interchangeable basically. So
I'm gonna go because the only reason why I'm gonna go with Larry is because he's clutch. And I'm going to go with Tim at four, and then I'm going to go Shaq.
Go ahead
and do
Shaq, yeah. Don't be scared.
I'm not scared.
So you can use, I mean.
I'm not scared.
As long as they can play that position, which.
How about, and this is really early to say.
Okay.
But I have a good feeling about this kid, so I'm going to.
So you going to throw somebody new in?
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry.
Nah.
No, really?
Okay. Well, like what Dominic's threw in Steph Curry in his list.
If he does it for another 7 years, yeah.
And this is simply because.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I agree with you with the Shaq at the five. I think
go ahead.
Shaq.
Go ahead.
was, from what I've, in my area, the most dominant basketball player I had ever seen.
Yeah.
Dominant.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay.
The guy,
yeah, Shaq's probably, what, 36?
And we were on the brunt. Hey, dude, we were on the brunt of that for years. One of the Lakers, dude, yeah, just the Spurs. Yeah. We couldn't,
yeah,
we
couldn't do anything, bro. West rivalry, yeah.
I mean, we watched them take three championships from us. So, all right, so at point, I have to go Magic.
Okay.
I got you. Got to go Michael.
Mm-hmm. 3-4.
Kobe.
You can put Kobe to 3? Oh, dang, our team sounds similar. Okay. And you're 4?
Timmy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gonna go.
Yeah. Anthony Davis.
Whoa. Well, hold on,
wait a minute. You...
Center.
He's going Anthony Davis at center.
Already?
Yes.
Wow.
Dude.
Okay, so before Anthony Davis, who would you put? Like, who would you have in there before?
Shaq.
I would either say
Shaq or Keem.
The Dream or Shaq.
He said Keem one time, and he changed up and went Shaq. Because he heard mine. He
you got to fucking bring that up.
Oh, for sure.
Dude, he was,
oh, yeah. No, I'm not arguing. I can't argue your top five, man. See, that's your top five.
And that's what I'm saying. I wanted to see Hakeem, but I'm like, he was dominant for like 3 years. That was three,
yeah,
4 years.
I mean, yeah.
He had an amazing run.
I just think,
he's more, he was dominant. He was still solid for like 6 after that. I mean, it wasn't like he just fizzled out. Like, he played 3 years and stopped.
I'll bring it. I'll have a topic.
3 years before he was.
Hold on. Let him finish, and then I'll have right. my argument.
No, he said what?
But he was saying something.
Oh.
I don't think it's premature to call Anthony Davis the best center in the game right now.
I like him at power forward, though, because he's just moving right. But, yeah, I can't say he's the best center. Arguably.
He's a Clippers fan, by the way.
Arguably, huh? I'm not a Clippers fan.
That's like the
same. I just don't
it's not
see.
DeAndre Jordan, I can tell you that.
I don't see a better center.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh.
Is my dude. He is a monster.
I think he's a great basketball player. I don't think he's Anthony Davis, though.
No, they're two different types of players, yeah. But
and so, you
they
know,
neither one of them can stop either.
And I don't know if it's just my old school way of thinking, but the way I look at it is, if you were going to start a team today, how do you start your team, right? Like, who do you pick? Do you start from the inside out, or do you start from the outside in, right?
I start in the middle. Right. I start at 3.
So I like to start with – I don't know why. I like to start with the big man.
I mean, if it's somebody like that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, why not? Like, the new generation of people, players now.
There's not too many bigs nowadays.
Well, I mean, now you're starting teams around 2s, you know?
Yeah.
So that's tough, dude.
Like, the two young players I would start, like, now, Anthony Davis, Steph Curry. Kawhi Leonard.
Yep.
Those three, and then it don't even matter who plays.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin, probably. I'll probably say Blake Griffin. And then, why are you laughing at Blake Griffin?
I don't have anything. I think Steph Curry's great. I don't have anything against Steph Curry, but dude.
He's ridiculous.
Magic Johnson was.
Well, he's 6'10.
6'9. He played all five positions. He played center.
For sure. I'm just talking about now. Center. I mean, like,
you
know, now. Like,
so that's what I'm saying.
Young guys
now. I just
now.
Feel like. If I had that core, and the way I'm thinking too is, I'm thinking of core guys who can actually play well together. And just, there's got to be a facilitator, and who better than Magic? So, yeah.
I pick LeBron. So,
yeah. LeBron can dish it.
He's a facilitator.
He is.
He's unselfish.
He makes people better, right?
And he would pass the mic or Kobe every time. So, I mean,
because that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, that's his game.
Because he can't. He's afraid.
But it's pretty interesting.
Magic did that. So, was he afraid?
He's a facilitator.
Yeah.
What was that?
I'm kind of.
You're kind of torn?
No, I was kind of surprised that you said some of the same ones too.
Who, me?
Yeah. He copied off of me.
I did not copy off of him at all.
He did.
But you know, a lot of times if you look, a lot of times on Instagram, people will post. They give you.
Their decade.
They give you they give you $100, and they say. They tell you how much each player costs to have. Obviously, having Michael, having Bird, having Shaq, like, those are the more expensive ones, and you can only spend $100 to put your team together, right?
That's interesting.
So at that point, that's when you have to kind of start nitpicking at...
When you do it that way...
Because
then,
you can't pick Michael,
right,
and you can't pick Magic together, because you're going to run out of money.
No, yeah, that's I'm just saying, that's your dream. We should call it our dream team. What's your dream team, right?
Yeah, that'd be
that's
good.
That's my dream team.
That's your dream team.
Well, you know, we had that one interesting topic, and since we're here, you might as well talk about it. Your all-time top 5 dream team Euro players.
Euro players?
I don't even know who that would be. Dude.
That would be
Dirk.
Tony Parker.
Okay.
Dirk.
Yeah.
Ginobili.
Yeah.
DL, just go ahead with all the Spurs, man. Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan's on U.S. territory.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah.
For sure, those three guys. Does Steve Nash count? Because he's from Canada.
Yeah, he's international.
I always call it Canada. Sorry, guys, I don't call it Canada. Canada.
I would have to go Steve
but
Nash
I can't pick,
over TP.
I can't pick.
See, 2 weeks ago, he was saying TP.
Did I say TP?
You did. You said TP, Manu, Dirk.
That's because I don't know the player. I'm like,
and I think
I forgot Steve Nash is from Canada.
I would have said,
I have to go Steve Nash.
I mean, I
love Tony Parker, but
I threw that in there like Drazen Petrovic or even
Stojakovic.
Turkoglu. What about Sarunas
Marcus? AK-47.
What about our Sabonis?
Sabonis.
Dude, Sabonis was a beast.
He was. But he didn't come over here until he's like 50 and then started playing. You know what I'm saying?
He was
you know what I'm saying? He played when he was 50.
Dude, he was awesome. His son is really good too. His son is really, really good. He looks like Porzingis, actually.
Porzingis?
That guy's...
Is it Porzingis?
Is it Porzingis?
I think it's Porzingis. Is it Porzingis?
I don't know, but that guy's good.
Who cares?
He's really good.
I think he'll be...
He's going to be the face of that team.
Well, I mean...
Once Carmelo leaves, Phil Jackson's head when they picked him.
Yeah. What'd you say?
People wanted, like, Phil Jackson to step down.
Nah, he had to take a flyer.
When he made that pick, because people thought, like, what the hell are you doing?
I mean... And he's then all 6'11" is like, I mean, he's got talent. I mean, he's I'm not going to say a better Dirk, but he's a, you know what I'm saying? He's that size where he could be, you know what I'm saying? He plays bigger.
Interesting.
He plays bigger.
I think he seems like a kind of guy that, because of his size and the way he plays, that he's going to have to really take care of his body and be healthy.
Because those
injuries for those kind of guys, it's too easy.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a big man.
Dirk never really got hurt. Because he didn't play that kind of...
He didn't bang like that.
No. And he wasn't Euro-stepping and doing all this crazy stuff. He was
straight shooter. Oh, my God.
Two-inch vertical.
I love Dirk, man. So his J is
that's
so
why he,
wet.
That's why he's lasted so long.
I know. And
his game is not...
He's lasted that long because he's doing fadeaways on Avery Johnson. So, I mean...
He did fadeaways on everybody, dude.
He doesn't discriminate on fadeaways.
Nah, he's like, nobody said they didn't get sprayed by Dirk.
I'm a foot taller than you, Avery. No, I'm going to just fadeaway on you. I'm not going to back you down.
That was his shot, though. I mean, couldn't nobody block him?
Because he can't post up, that's why.
Whatever. He's averages 25 points his career or whatever, probably. Who cares if you post up?
Yeah.
If you can't stop what I do, why don't I need to post up?
So do you post up?
DeMarcus Aldridge.
That's true.
He don't post up either, so you know what I mean?
He can if he wants.
Every once in a while. That's not his game. He can't even do it. He just keeps shooting a jumper.
That's his game.
That's his game. Stick with that.
All right, man. Stop it. No, I'm kidding.
But he also see he gets all riled up when you talk about the Spurs.
I don't get riled up about that. No, not at all. I don't know why I just grabbed that. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I got him riled up, see.
All right, man. So we're talking about basketball here.
So what y'all think about Kobe?
Yeah.
About that time, right?
It's going to be a sad day when basketball, you know, doesn't have Kobe anymore, man. I was telling Roel, to me, he's the first generational player that I got to watch.
Yeah.
That was relevant. Not just because there's a lot of guys that coming out of this league that we've seen play, but relevant. And what I mean by relevant is, he impacted the game, he made history, and he earned the right to be talked about with Michael Jordan.
That's true.
Oh,
Michael Jordan said, if there's one person that deserves to be in the conversation, it's Kobe Bryant. And you know how that guy is, so...
Michael Jordan's a jerk.
Yeah,
we had a very nice conversation.
Probably one of the most humble
LeBron
people.
Can be in that. LeBron is that conversation
pretty,
as well.
Pretty
so.
Humble guy, right?
Well, I think... LeBron's got to win a couple more championships.
It has nothing to do with championships. Table. Skill set
so look,
and what
this,
he could do.
This is my table.
He's got he's got four rings.
Who's got four?
Or not four. He got how many rings?
Two.
Two.
He has two.
But he's never had Shaq or, you know what I mean? Scottie Pippen. Like, yeah. He had Dwayne Wade for 4 years. Got two.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, might have had one last year if somebody wouldn't have been hurt.
Kobe is definitely going to be one of the greatest all time.
Oh yeah,
ever.
I think he's top five, arguably. I was talking to somebody, they didn't think so. I was
and
like,
then 20 years with the same team.
And the same team.
That's
the 20 years he got drafted with 96. Him and Iverson. What was that?
He was in the class of 96.
It was him, Iverson,
the
was Ray Allen in that
draft class? The what? Oh, I had that argument with Joey about the best draft class.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He said it was
2003 was
definitely a top three, I would say. 2003 is,
Yeah, the three girls that couldn't win by themselves had to get together.
Mm-hmm. Who's won by themselves?
Olajuwon?
Nah, he didn't win by himself.
He was the only
All-Star. Mad Max.
He was the only All-Star.
Okay. Who else? If you have to think about it, then it's not that serious.
Tim Duncan with an
eight. He had Tony Parker and Ginobili, are probably Hall of Famers.
And this is going to be a very interesting topic because we're probably going to dive into this in a little bit. But Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili were not household names. So anyway.
It doesn't matter if they're household names.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't matter. They play like they're Hall of Famers. So he played along and they were All-Stars. Hey, so he didn't play by himself, dude. Hey, there you
go. Hall of Famers.
Hall of Famers.
Sorry, man.
You mean to tell me?
Yeah. Oh, man. Come on. Give it a little.
We'll find some.
No. Anyway.
Not yet.
So, okay. So,
Kobe, yes, dude.
It is a very. I think it's sad.
I don't think it's sad. Dude, yeah. I'm looking at his.
Tell us that.
You see his wife's ring? I don't think it's sad.
But, bro, you know
he's
what?
He's all
right. So.
He's calling.
He finally came out and said it.
He came out.
I'm done. You know, this year's my last year.
Yeah.
And now he's playing better.
And then he went to Philly. He went to Philly, and
he's from the area.
He got an ovation, like he was at home.
Was Iverson there?
No, he was in jail.
And dude, he went off that game.
He was at bankruptcy court.
He went off that game.
Did he?
And he went off
last game
as well. And I think
he's averaging 16 points this year.
So far.
But the last two games, he's had over 25, 26.
I'm just saying, that's about right for
Kobe. But dude, it's just like, now that he said it.
He has 16 points.
And that it's out there. I'm retiring. I feel like he finally got that burden off his shoulders, and maybe he'll start playing back to his normal.
There's a lot of pressure on him because when you're one of the best, it's like, when do I call it quits?
Right.
I mean, let's say he's averaging 16 points. He's like, he was like a 20-for-400 shooting percentage, but you know what I mean?
You know, I thought it was crazy when because he did an interview like 3 or 4 years ago, and he told Stephen A., if I'm not averaging 20 points a game, then I need to retire.
And that's where he's at. I mean, he averaged 22 in 14 and 15. Career, 25. I mean, field goal percentage is 45. I mean, everybody keeps saying he's a gun, but I mean, his field goal percentage is still 45%.
Yeah. And we talked about that.
He's a two guard. He's supposed to shoot. It's called shooting guard for a reason.
Yeah.
And he's the best player on the team
I think
every time. So that's who I want shooting.
I'm with him with what Alex said because he is one of the first players to retire that I've watched from beginning to end. And I'm going to feel that way when KG retires, and I'm going to feel that way when Timmy retires because they all kind of started at the same time.
Yeah.
But as a fan, a diehard Spurs fan, I give him props, just like he's given him props, because without a Kobe and a Shaq or Kobe and the Lakers, the Spurs never were able to get – weren't going
to
get
better. You need somebody to push
them. They needed somebody to push them, and I think the Lakers were one of those teams.
And, dude, another thing I saw – Kobe was – which is, I think it's pretty amazing. Since 1999, Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, and Dwayne Wade have all appeared in the NBA Finals. Last year was the first year that one of those three guys was not in the Finals.
That's crazy.
Bro, that's three guys dominating for the past 16 years.
That's crazy. Because told you Dwayne Wade, top 5 two-guard ever. I'm trying to tell you. So what up?
Arguably. Tim, 99, Shaq. I mean, I'm sorry, Kobe.
Because, because they go back to back. Yeah. Since when?
Timmy in 03.
Since 99?
Wow.
Kobe 04.
So last year.
Wow. Timmy 05. Dwayne Wade 06.
That's crazy.
Timmy 07. Kobe in 08. Kobe in 09.
Right.
Kobe in 10.
That's the first time.
And then.
11 and 12.
Then 11 and 12 was Dwayne Wade. 13 was Tim.
Dwayne Wade.
Actually, 11
Tim
and
D-Wade.
Yeah,
yeah. And 14, Tim and D-Wade.
Yeah, wow. That's a crazy stat right there. Food to food. You know
So, yeah, man. I mean, it just shows his dominance.
I mean, like I said, I think Kobe's top five.
Dude, for sure.
All time. We've said Mike's the best, and he was, like, right there. Then, yeah, he's got to be top five. So.
And it was funny, too. I didn't know that – you know, everyone was making a big deal about that, the letter he wrote. And
what letter? Oh, I didn't see it.
He wrote, like, a goodbye letter to basketball. Yeah, I didn't know that Michael Jordan did the same thing. MJ wrote a letter just like that. So Kobe, you know, he emulates a lot of the things that MJ did.
His game was kind of like Mike's. I mean, we all said that. Everybody kind of noticed that. He kind of carried himself Mike-like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Michael was a little better with the mic in his mouth than Kobe. Kobe was kind of not good with the microphone in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? Mike was better to me with that. Kobe, I don't think Kobe wanted that, basically, so... But yeah, he didn't. Yeah, he's like Mike, right?
He definitely was. I mean, what did Jordan say? He's like, in his little documentary on NBA TV, he said, I could beat LeBron. I don't know about Kobe because he steals LeBron. My moves.
Get out of here.
Because he what?
He steals my moves.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Well, remember that video? Did you ever see that video, Chuck?
Which video?
The one where Kobe and Michael, where they were like emulating, like Kobe was emulating his moves, and like they started the video with Kobe and they finished with Jordan and vice versa. It was crazy.
You know who emulates Michael, probably could emulate Michael better than anybody, though?
B.5,
dude. I guarantee you, he could do Kobe, Michael. Have you seen that guy?
Oh, yeah, he does
James Harden and all that. Russell Westbrook. He does everybody. He's hilarious, man. I love that dude, man.
The Kobe one was hilarious. Like five guys.
Oh yeah, yeah. But he still shot. Yeah, he did. He did Kobe. That's right. Yeah. Is he done, Mike? He might have.
He hasn't done Mike. He's done Melo. He's done Kobe. He's done Westbrook. He's done Manu. He's done Timmy.
If he does Mike, is he going to push
he
off?
Does red light too. I want to see him do Mike.
He would do the line drive shot.
I wonder why he hasn't done Mike yet. That's kind of, maybe he's young. No, you can go back and watch Mike. Well, maybe he's kind of young.
You can totally emulate Mike. Anybody can emulate.
All you got to do is do Kobe. For real.
Yeah, seriously. Because
Mike used to shoot with a bunch of players. He would shoot over everybody too. He would do some crazy moves though. So that's pretty funny. I like that guy.
And you know what's interesting is, so we talk about, you know, Kobe being one of the all-time greats. And the other day on ESPN, they were talking about who was the more dominant player in their era.
Mike or Kobe?
No, Timmy or Kobe.
Mm.
And a lot of the analysts picked Tim Duncan.
Yeah, especially because he's a big man, for sure.
Well, the hardware, the wins. Yeah. The wins is a big thing.
The MVPs. Wow.
The MVPs.
How many MVPs does Kobe have?
One.
Really?
One season MVP. He's got a couple All-Star Game MVPs.
How many does Timmy have?
What, All-Star Game?
MVPs.
He has two.
Really?
Two season MVPs.
You want them back-to-back. That's the big thing.
How many does Jordan have? Like seven?
Four. No, like five.
It was a lot, right?
He won MVP.
Yeah, because LeBron has it four times, right?
He's the closest.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan won Defensive Player of the Year and MVP in one season.
Yeah, that's nuts, bro.
That's crazy. Third year in the league.
Because he was guarding the second best player on every team.
Dude, and he was averaging 35 points a game at the same time.
Now, that's ridiculous. He averaged 35. Kobe averaged one year.
But look it up. Look it up, Pick. Look it up.
Look up who?
Jordan's, like, third year in the NBA.
I don't care about Jordan, man.
No, just look it up. So, that's an amazing stat.
Let's talk about Kobe. We're talking about Kobe. Kobe averaged 35 in 05-06. And 31.
Oh, because he scored 81 that year.
Oh, they were showing that game. They were talking. I was like, golly.
All right, ready? Here's another one now.
Oh, here we go. What's
here's a good one. It's always good to stir up the pot here. What is more impressive to you?
Are you laughing already, man? He ain't saying that yet.
I know.
You already know what he's going to say? Okay, hit me with it. Hit me with it.
The 81 hit Kobe me. Put up.
The what?
The 81 Kobe put up.
Okay.
Or the 100 that Will put up. What's more 80. Impressive to you?
I'm going to say 81.
Nope.
I mean, I didn't see Wilt's. You know what I'm saying? And I can't see it. So then he did it against, like, 5-foot white dudes. So I'm not right. really, you know. Kobe did it against cats that were his height and athleticism. What year was that? 40 years, you know, 40 years later?
What?
I just feel like Kobe's is more impressive than me. Because he's a guardian smaller.
You're talking about over Will's 100-point game.
It's just 20, 19 point difference. Easy. So
because, I mean, he made, like, what? How many threes did he make that game? Like, 10?
He made that. I'm going to look it up. So, I believe.
They broke it down.
He made over 20 free throws.
He had a lot of shots.
He had, like, 24 free throws that he made.
He had, like, 40-something shots. It was something crazy. I was like, what?
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. But, yeah, I would say that. I mean, I'm sure Will was amazing. I'm not, you know, I just feel like the level of talent that he played against.
Right.
I mean, who did he, I mean, I don't know.
So that night, that night, Kobe was 28 for 46.
Right.
From the
28
field.
For that wasn't even bad. That's like what? 20 for 46? That's like 52% or something.
He went 20 for 46?
28.
For 46.
He shot 46 times. He was hot.
50% though.
That's over 50%.
Damn.
Actually. Yeah. Everybody tried to talk smack.
He made 7 3-pointers.
Dude, that is over 50%.
Okay, calm down.
Damn.
We already established that.
I mean, that's
that.
Pretty impressive. Yeah. Especially when you're putting up jump shots. He was
just could miss.
How many of those shots were double teams?
All of them. After the first 20 points, know? Like, all right, double. How many assists did he have? One. He had one assist.
He had two.
Okay.
But he only had one foul.
What? Why play defense?
Six boards.
He blocked shots, steals.
Let's see here.
I mean, he was the definition. Him and Michael Jordan were the definition of two guards. And Dwayne Wade, those guys are true to life.
Two guards.
Ray Allen, I put up there.
And you know,
those guys are straight up scorers.
Rawl and I were talking about this the other day because it sucks sometimes for those guys because their style of play has to be at a high level to continue to be competitive with these new kids that are coming in. As opposed to a big man can work a young kid on the block. You know,
you still have good feet though. You have really good feet to be a big man. Yeah,
but you don't have to be quick and fast and super athletic. Like
athletic. Yeah,
for Kobe
starting nowadays,
for Kobe to be successful, he's got to still be athletic.
He needs athleticism.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He needs it.
Yeah,
he needs it. I mean, a big man can take a young kid to school, man. Because regardless of how old they are.
Yeah. Zach Randolph, he's like, what, 73?
Man, that dude's overrated. Zemo.
He's not overrated.
See, I knew that. He has to.
He's not
that.
Overrated. How is he overrated?
I'll never forget.
Now, he gets into Blake Griffin's head when they play against each other.
Well, yeah, some people play you good. Some people just have, he's a bruiser.
That stupid Zach Randolph, you know what, he's a good player, but that punk was making freaking three-point shots against us?
Who?
That one here.
Who?
Zebo.
Oh, yeah, he can shoot.
When they beat us in the first round, I don't remember him missing.
He never missed
from everywhere.
A damn shot.
I mean, that was his heyday. That when was that? What year was that?
4 years ago.
4 years ago?
And Mike Conley was like doing good too, right?
Mike Conley. Oak State. OH.
IO.
See?
The only reason why I'm saying this is because it's like our thing.
Our thing.
I love the Big Ten. I love Big Ten football, so I'll give you props. All
right.
Anyway. So,
yeah, I'm not gonna be sad. I mean,
yeah, you need to. Yeah, you.
I'm gonna be sad. I mean, he's had a great career, dude. Why are you sad?
Yeah, I think.
You know what I mean? It's
just the rival. That rivalry is dead.
I want to see the roast of Kobe Bryant. That's what I want to see. Nah, I don't know.
Just watch Kobe Bryant's muse and make
have Kevin Hart because Kevin Hart they did the roast of who was it, Justin Bieber? Shaq was on there.
Oh, dude, that was hilarious.
They were Martha Stewart went off. It was hilarious.
I did not see the roast.
Yeah,
of Justin Bieber.
I just saw it like a couple weeks ago. I was like, what the heck?
Was Martha Stewart cussing?
Yeah, she went off, dude. Like
she got everyone.
She
really
went off.
Good.
She had a really.
I didn't know Martha Stewart did stuff like that.
Dude, she went hard. Martha Stewart, she's from the hood now.
She
was locked. She got locked.
Oh, because she had house arrest.
Yeah, she's straight. Yeah, she hard. She got her ghetto pass. So for everybody, it was Snoop, Shaq, Kevin Hart, and then Justin Bieber, Martha Stewart. You know what I'm saying? So some other black dude.
Too. Oh,
yeah, Ludacris on there. Yeah, he sure was.
Luda.
It was funny, man.
Luda.
That other kid.
Throw them bows.
The guy that has been all over Bill Cosby. What's his name? Hannibal.
Yeah.
He was on there.
Jeff Ross is on there.
Jeff Ross is
always on there, yeah. He's hilarious. He would be killing people. He was on Bill Maher one day.
Bill Maher.
Yeah.
That's what you and my pops were talking about that, right?
Yeah, Bill Maher's my dude, man.
I know you.
He keeps it real.
To me,
I think he's real. Everybody, he doesn't discriminate.
He
hates everybody equally.
He says the things everyone is afraid to say.
He does. Oh my God!
For a long time, man, I
love that guy.
Lately, I just hadn't had time to watch it, but my
podcast. He has a podcast.
My wife and I used to watch Real Time every Friday.
That's what it is.
You know,
I listen to it.
Yeah, man, it's a good show.
Yeah,
it's controversial, but it's good, man.
I think he just keeps it real.
Is his podcast on iTunes?
Yeah, I listen to it. Yeah, I listen to it all the time. Yeah. It's a show. So, I mean.
Do you still listen to, we're going to give a shameless shout out here, but do you still listen to Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood?
No, I haven't listened lately. I haven't listened to any podcasts too much lately. I've been kind of busy and stuff.
One dude follows us on Twitter. I forget one of the main hosts. He's a
cool guy.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm at the list. I haven't had time to listen to it lately. I'm good. Just been busy with the holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So you don't. You. I mean, it's just the changing of the guard for you. You're just like, okay, it's time. 20 years. You had a great career.
Yeah. It's your time. You did good, bro. You're top five ever, dude. I mean, anybody don't think he's top five ever, you're crazy. You don't watch basketball. I mean, who's your top five? Like,
so 10 years ago, the way some people hate on LeBron, were hating on Kobe, but worse, I think.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Dude, come on.
Not as much.
People hate LeBron more than hate Kobe.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And LeBron has never been accused of rape. He's never, talked smack with teammates.
It's the whole thing, the decision thing, right?
But that had nothing to do with anybody but him.
I know, but that's why everyone's hating on him.
I guess. Get over it.
He went back to Cleveland, people.
Yeah, he went back.
Are you over it?
I really don't care.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, why should you care?
Were you pissed off?
Who cares?
Hold on. Yeah.
Oh, I was pretty upset we lost.
Yeah.
But you got him back. I mean, yeah. Y'all are a better team.
The destruction was good. It was like vengeance.
Revenge is a...
Yeah. Dude, you want to beat the best player. I mean, yeah. I mean, y'all the best team, but beat the best player. I mean, that's what it is. So.
Same thing happened last year with Golden State.
Yeah, Steph Curry, dude, is ridiculous.
He talking about him. Golden State. Steph Curry is a very good basketball player.
Yeah.
The thing that scares the hell out of me about him,
shoot too many
that's
threes.
Scary, but it's just amazing how he doesn't even have to be square to the basket.
No.
He doesn't even have to have his feet set. The dude is going to make
he's
a freaking
got
three.
Pistol, dude. He averages 32 points a game right now.
That's crazy.
That's
and he's
crazy.
Like 6'2", right? Or 6'3"?
He's 6'3".
He's a little guy.
He's not too little, though. I thought he was smaller than that.
He's a two guard. He's 6'3". Or is he a point guard?
He's a point guard. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But he can shoot. He's arguably the best shooting point guard ever already.
Ever.
I would put him with Nash.
I'm not too fond of Golden State or Steph Curry, but
I would say he's probably the best shooting point guard ever. If he can continue this.
I
think he's the best shooter ever.
Best shooter?
Shooter ever.
Better than Glenn Rice? I thought Glenn Rice was shooter.
But Glenn Rice wasn't off the bounce.
Glenn Rice needs to spot up and...
Yeah. I mean, he was a good... But I would say Ray Allen.
Allen Houston had to run off screens, right?
Shooting-wise, Ray Allen, Reggie. But Ray Allen... I would pick over Ray Allen over Reggie.
Dude, the guy's ridiculous.
He's ridiculous. Yeah, there's no... Steve Nash. I would pick him over Steve Nash. It's crazy to say that, but... I mean, how many MVPs does Steve Nash have? One?
Two.
He won a back-to-back.
He won a back-to-back,
okay.
Yeah.
Steph Curry arguably went back-to-back. I mean, he got one easy. I mean, that was crazy.
Well, yeah, he probably will win back-to-back.
He might. He's definitely going to be.
So does Golden State win back? You said that they were too soft.
It's hard to win. I thought they were until last year, but then my boy Draymond Green from the Big Ten. I mean, he's the heart and soul of that team, bro. You can't.
A guy who's shooting 41% and averaging 33%.
He plays power forward.
Play power forward. Stay down there. Stay down there. Do not shoot.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He's got a ring doing what he does. Why would you make him do something else? That's stupid.
You're defend. That's what you are.
He does that.
Yeah, don't.
He's
don't,
an undersized four.
Stay in that.
That is super effective. He's pesky. He's solid, man.
Stay there. Don't shoot too many threes.
I'm going to call.
If he's wide open.
I mean, Jared Sellinger is already a big guy shooting threes.
He's a little bit more mobile than Jared Sellinger.
Oh, because Jared Sellinger is a little piggy. But, I mean, I like Jared Sellinger.
That's my dude. He's from my hometown. I love Jared Sellinger. I know his daddy. I know him.
He will.
But anyway.
Come on. Get him on the show.
I think Draymond is a little Jared better than Jared. I'll try. I'll see what I can do.
No, go ahead, Doug. You were saying.
But yeah, I think I like Draymond. I mean,
okay. Well, we've gone back and forth about Draymond.
He's solid, dude. I mean,
go ahead.
He takes charges. What? He plays team ball. He played at Michigan State, man. Come on, man. He's a solid player.
So did Mo Pete. What's your point?
I'm just saying.
What are your thoughts on Draymond Green, Alex? Since you're on the show, I've already had my discussion with Charles here.
Do you remember? I always like to use a Spurs reference, but do you remember Malik Rose?
He's better than Malik Rose. He's way better than Malik Rose. He's way better than Malik Rose. Way better.
I'm going to call him slightly better than Malik.
Malik Rose didn't even start. Did he even start?
Oh, because Timmy was a starter.
Right. Draymond Green starts. Come on, man. Y'all don't sound right. He's way better than Malik Rose.
How many Draymond Green
is better than Malik Rose? Is better than Dwan Blair.
Is an effort.
Oh, Dwan Blair sucks. I never thought Dwan Blair was good.
He's better than, I mean, Brandon Bass. I would put him on Elton Brand level. You know what I'm saying?
Elton Brand can post up.
Just because he doesn't post up, he can post up. That's not his game. Why are you trying to make him be something he's not? Doesn't make sense. You make him what he is.
You're comparing him to Elton Brand, bro.
I'm comparing him as far as like their career wise. I would say the level he's on is Elton Brand. I'm not saying he's going to be like all star.
Here's what I think of Draymond. Almost. Green. I think he's a great defender, dude. I'm saying that, but I just think he shoots.
He's a great defender that averages 12 points.
He shoots too many jump shots, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's on a jump shot shooting team.
Stick to that mid range, man. If Danny Shays can stick to mid range,
why would he shoot mid range when you can get two more points? Extra point.
Not when you're shooting 33%, though.
Dude, it's that team. That's the way they run their offense. Hey, they just won a championship that way.
So does Andrew Bogut shoot threes?
No, Bogut's seven. He can't shoot three. He can't shoot threes. Like, that's not even any part of his game.
LaMarcus is going to shoot threes. He's 7 feet tall. But I'm saying,
LaMarcus can shoot threes, but not a lot. Just no, like Chris Bosh, they start getting him shooting threes. Same type of thing.
I know, but I mean,
I'm not saying he's Chris Bosh either. He's not as good as Chris Bosh.
That's a whole other can of worms. With
Chris, I don't think he's Chris Bosh level yet, but he might not even get there. He's not one.
Did he just get a big ass contract?
Who?
Draymond?
Yeah, he got paid.
Dude, I don't understand that.
I don't care about that. I don't care about money. I mean, get your money, bro. I don't care.
I don't understand
that. Nobody complains about the owner's money. Why can't he get paid?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
Unless you're like, what's your boy? Agent Zero. He's still getting paid?
No, he's finally not getting paid.
He's been out of the league for like 10 years and is getting paid for 10 years. That's hilarious.
Gilbert Arenas?
Yes. Did you know that? He was like the fourth highest paid player like last year. Yeah. Like what?
He was amnestied and they were still paying him.
He was like a top 10 player paid wise. Hadn't played in like 3 years. I was like, what the hell?
20 mil.
I was crazy. I was like, wow. How's he on the list?
We looked that up on what was it? A Hoops Hype. We looked that up on Hoops Hype one day, and I was like, Chuck was like, hey man, you know Gilbert Arenas is making 20 mil.
I was like, what's the last? When did he play?
Shit, the last time I remember him, he was playing with Orlando.
Man, that's crazy.
And he was, and that's because the Wizards amnestied him back then.
So who you got to win it this year, Alex?
Oh,
Spurs, of course. So who are they playing in the Western Conference?
Final four.
Well, let's take a step back real quick.
Okay. Oh, too much.
We're gonna work our way into it.
Okay. My bad. So, I went right for the jugular.
I always like to
the jugular.
Hear what?
Hear both sides of everyone's argument.
What?
Of were the Warriors a legitimate champ? Yeah. Were they, whatever,
what do you mean?
Right?
What do you mean legitimate? What?
So, they beat who they were supposed to beat.
Yeah.
Which is what you're supposed to do. But right. I don't think they faced one.
What does that matter?
Hold on.
It matters.
Nah.
You just finished saying to beat the best. To be the best, you beat the best.
No, to be the best, you.
To be the best, you beat the best.
To be the best, you won a championship. Doesn't matter who you play.
Hey,
So
when Pittsburgh Steelers beat Seattle and that one Super Bowl that didn't count, that was like, people say that stupid stuff.
So you
just got to look at it. They just got really lucky last year, and they got lucky.
To win a championship, you have to have
a little bit of luck. A little.
You have to have it. There's no way around it. So they got a little bit. So what? They got lucky. Because I think Cleveland would have beat them if Kyrie Irving and Love was healthy. But
that's what I'm saying. So
they got lucky. They were healthy.
They got lucky. Right.
The Clippers.
So health is part of
it. It's hard for me. Health is part of the game. It's hard for me to say Yes, they were the best team in basketball.
They're 20-0 right now, so
that's great. They're good for them. They're 20-0.
I'm just saying.
Hey, 1 year Dallas won 67 games. They lost in the first round,
right?
That's but they also won a championship too. You know what I mean? So
yeah, because LeBron wasn't ready to win.
No, because Dirk went off and this Hispanic Allen Iverson did his thing.
Oh, J.J. Barea.
J.J. Barea.
So, I mean, you have to. I'm still,
what are you trying to say? Since they didn't beat San Antonio.
No, I don't think they beat anybody.
Who they beat? Who they play last year?
Hold on.
They started off by playing
the New Orleans
Hornets.
Yeah, that was eight. They were eight spot.
Gimme.
Well, that's eight spot. They earned. Y'all would have been number two if y'all had won the last game. They ended up being what, seven or six?
And then who they play next? Memphis.
They play Memphis. And Mike Conley was hurt.
Mike Conley.
That's true. Yeah. So they lucked out. I mean, health is part of it.
And then in the Western Conference Finals, they played the Rockets.
They played freaking Houston.
The Rockets.
Freaking
Clippers tanked.
They should have been in the Western Conference Finals.
That would have been I would have rather see that.
The Clippers and the Warriors have played a couple of times in the playoffs.
They did play because Beverly was banged up,
dude. That's part of it, man. If the Clippers that showed up against the Spurs would have showed up against the Warriors,
yeah,
then
that would have been a solid.
Boom! Yeah. Come on, dude.
I mean, it could go either way.
But like I said, that's neither here nor there. Would have, could have, should.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I feel what you're saying. They got lucky. But you have, that's part of the game. Yeah. They were the healthiest team, hot at the end of the year. That's who wins. I can't fault them for that.
Case in point, Chuck probably said in 2014, San Antonio got hot at the right time.
San Antonio is a dynasty, man.
They were on a mission that year.
They were on a mission to beat, Miami for sure. I mean, they should have won the year before.
Yeah.
But that rebound, Chris Bosh to Ray Allen, just changed the whole series, which was crazy. But I mean, that's basketball.
I mean, until the champ is defeated, I still think you have to put them.
They won.
So,
you mean who?
I'm this year, so I think you have to put them in the Western Conference Finals because they're talking about the Golden State.
Warriors,
yeah, so they're definitely in there, and I'd like to see the Spurs in there, of course.
Not who you like. Who you got? Don't backpedal now.
No, I'll say Spurs. I'm hoping it matches up that way because
that'd be nice to see.
That would be the two best teams.
And they can come here and we can go to the game.
Last year was so much BS, dude. Last year, you know, the first round of the playoffs was the best round of the entire basketball.
Because Clippers and Spurs played the first round, right?
There was no better series than that. Those were like almost the two best teams going at it. And it's like, what the hell? Is that even the final?
Y'all should have won that last game and y'all would have been playing.
Right? Just beat the damn Pelicans and beat the damn Knicks that year. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
I'll go Spurs-Warriors.
Spurs-Warriors.
Hopefully the seedings and the matches, you know, they end up like that.
They did away with the
divisional.
Yeah, so it's like one.
It's just top 10.
Top eight on the conference.
Glad they chose to do that.
Well, they're 1-2 right now. So those – they have a good percentage to meet. What about the East?
You got to go Cleveland, of course.
because what is it? A free pass, right?
Yeah, they have a free.
It's a little easier than the West.
I
agree. I'm not saying the East is like stacked like the West, but
the Cleveland pretty much has
East has
beat one team a year. And
who?
That's it. Cleveland. And then
Indiana's back. They look like they're back.
And then the other way around, when LeBron was in Miami, they only had to beat one team too.
Chicago pretty much every year, right?
Indiana at the time.
Yeah, they're back now. But
in the East, man, I guess I'll have to.
So you got Cleveland, you got Chicago, Indiana, Miami, Toronto.
Same conversation.
Atlanta.
Oh, go ahead. I already made my picks. This is about you, bro.
Those 4 or 5 teams are probably the best.
I just don't want to say Bulls because I don't think Derrick Rose is going to finish the season. So I guess I'll say I'll pick a little sleeper. I'll
Indiana?
Pick the Pacers.
Yeah, Indiana, Miami. I think
Paul
Miami's
George stays
solid.
Healthy. I think he would
just at one time
love a shot of LeBron.
Him and LeBron went at it. Remember that? They were going. I was like, man, LeBron even gave him 5. Like, tell me, like, hey, man, you going at me? I mean,
I think
it's Kawhi. Kawhi,
cool.
You know, before Kawhi.
Pretty cool matchup.
So you don't think the Wizards are going to do anything?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I mean,
they're 7-9 right now. What's name's hurt though, right? Is John Wall hurt?
No, Bradley Beal.
He just went off. Him and
who's hurt?
Throw down like 30.
Boston, Orlando are 11-8. They're like 5th and 6th and 7th.
I'm a big Tobias fan for Orlando.
So yeah, man. I think the Pacers, they stay healthy. I think they can be.
Pacers look really good, man. They look really good.
I don't really think there's any competition. This guy's not like.
It's gonna be.
If Kyrie Irving is healthy,
he's out.
Even
to
if he's not healthy.
If he's not healthy, then
they
make
it to the Eastern Conference.
True.
They are.
He didn't have Kevin Love either. He didn't have either one. So yeah, Kevin Love learns how to fit in rather than trying to fit out.
And bro, so correct me if I'm wrong. The finals went 6 games, right?
I think they went. Did they go?
It was five or six.
Five?
It was 5 or 6. They won the first one. They won the
You're
first
telling
one.
Telling me. That a one-man team, one,
and
two.
That was
games?
Really the first time. I mean, that was like,
dude
they could have. I thought they were going to win this
and
series.
They could have won two. Yeah,
because Kyrie played.
More. They could have won. There was
he,
a game
he
that
played like crap in the finals.
He only played one game.
Steph Curry.
He didn't look too good in game 6.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, like, if Kyrie plays, he has to guard pretty much their mirror images offensively. Like,
Kyrie going down hurt the Cavs big time.
Man, because Kyrie Irving, Uncle Drew, dude, is a beast.
Uncle Drew.
Oh, dude, that earlier that year, he dropped like 50 on us.
Yeah, he sure did, didn't he? Yeah, yeah.
Dude, he was unstoppable.
Offensively, Kyrie and Steph Curry are very close to each other. I would say Steph Curry's a little better because he doesn't get hurt. But
I like to watch Kyrie play. I think Kyrie just plays
a little bit more smoother.
Yeah,
he's a solid player.
I don't know about smooth. They're both kind
he's
of.
He's just got a good all around.
Dude, I hate to see.
I just like to see him score.
I hate good. To see guys see get guys hurt, play. Man. Because
I know.
You want to see the best team play the best team, bro. Like when you see
healthy
that,
every player.
There's no.
Yeah.
If it was like that, this discussion wouldn't even be happening.
Right.
Were the Warriors really the best team? Well, I mean,
that was your argument. I think they're the best team. That was healthy.
When you win, people should not question you when you win.
Who's questioning them?
Everybody's questioning the Warriors. Even we did a little bit in the first episode.
I mean, they won. So I guess I'm like, my thing is this.
They
were the team that was the healthiest, that was the hottest at the time. That's how you win. Regardless if you have the best players or not, or your best team, doesn't matter because. I mean, that's part of the game. So for me, it's like
not a game.
Practice.
Yeah.
Where was he at? Was he at the? Was he working? Was he working at the game when Kobe went, or was he?
No, he's
like,
in
was
jail.
He selling waters?
I told you he was in jail.
Was he selling beer in the?
Probably selling beer.
Selling.
I like Iverson, my dude. Y'all see his thing?
I haven't seen his. Actually, I was watching a little bit of it. The Iverson.
I got it recorded.
He was a freaking awesome football player.
Oh, he was like a top. 5 dual threat player. Yeah, he picked the right sport though.
He did.
He picked the right sport. He's the best. I think he was one of the best little guys ever.
Yep.
Like, he was like 6'1", maybe. Yeah.
If that. Maybe
and
it was, 6'2".
And he carried that Philly team. They play LA. When he stepped over Tyronn Lue. I mean, they won the first game. He carried that team, man. Like, God, he was 6'1". It's crazy. Who was on the team? Dallin Barrett? Matumbo?
Not Dallin Barrett. Matumbo.
Matumbo.
Eric Snow.
I did like Eric Snow.
Aaron McKee.
He just couldn't shoot. I like Aaron McKee.
Yeah, just not that team. I don't know how they made it to the finals.
Iverson was ridiculous, dude.
Well, he
That's
was carrying
why.
That team.
He carried that team. Offensive. He's probably scored like, what, 40 points a game?
Let's look it up. I got this right here in front of me.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean.
So that's what I got. I got Spurs, Warriors, and for sure Cleveland. And then I guess.
It doesn't matter who they play, right?
Yeah, I mean,
so you got Spurs. So you got Spurs, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think. I mean, sounds a lot easier said than done. But one thing that I saw in the finals last year was Klay Thompson didn't do shit.
No, he did not.
Okay. And I think that's part of the reason why Cleveland was able to win a couple of games because
yeah.
It was kind of just Steph Curry. And he wasn't even playing that great either. So
they just played well. They were just out.
I like
talent. There was just not enough talent.
I trust what Pop puts out on the floor. You know, I don't know if he's going to put Kawhi on Clay or Kawhi on Steph. He may kind of be like.
He had to rotate. You can't keep Kawhi.
I think
you
just got to put Kawhi on Clay because, dude, you're not going to stop Steph Curry. You're not going to stop him, period, no matter who you put.
Yeah, who's Tony Parker
going to
check?
Slow
That's
going to
be the
down,
problem.
But why do you want to waste energy, Kawhi's energy, running around all over Steph Curry, and Steph Curry's still going to drop 30.
I wouldn't. Key moments, fourth quarter, yeah.
Why not? Why not? Yeah.
End of the quarter, fourth quarter, yeah.
But during the game, shut Klay Thompson down. What is he going to do?
Yeah, you shut Klay Thompson down,
And so then you're forcing other guys Draymond to Green. Step up. And then
garbage. Harrison Barnes, cuz.
Let them shoot.
And Harrison Barnes.
And then garbage players like Draymond Green.
He is not garbage.
Hey, I'll throw David West on him.
But I would definitely.
I put Bobo on him. Bobo back in bounds.
Who's Bobo?
Boris.
Nah.
Yeah, Boris. Nah,
he's got too much energy for them.
But anyways, he's
But yeah, I would rather have Draymond Green and Harrison Barnes kill me rather than Klay Thompson and Steph Curry.
Make other players step up and beat you.
Klay Thompson can be stopped by Kawhi for sure. If not slowed down.
And Kawhi plays both ways, too.
And Kawhi plays both ways. I mean, but guarding somebody takes a lot out of you.
That's what
I'm saying. I don't think it'd be worth putting Kawhi on Steph.
Never put him on Steph.
For what?
Just
like
key
you said,
moments.
Situational,
yeah.
That's it. But, yeah, man.
He's too much to guard. It's just let him go crazy.
I just hope I hope it plays out. I hope everyone.
He's going to wear Tony Parker out, though.
I want every team to stay
But that's part of it.
We got two other point guards. You got Patty. Who's a Tasmanian devil?
They can't guard. Neither one of them guards.
And McCollum. I mean, nobody's.
You just rotate those guys.
Let him go.
I would let Patty Mills get the green light. I mean, he has the green light anyway. But
Patty Mills.
I would make Steph Curry guard like Patty Mills and screens and all that stuff. Could make, you know what I'm saying, and Tony Parker too, because he's still like probably leads the league in field goal percentage and points in the paint.
And he's been playing pretty solid this year, man.
And you know,
he was hurt last year.
My buddy Matt's really big on looking at Vegas odds all the time. The Spurs don't play.
Golden State's on January.
Right. Mm. Golden State is favored to win every game up until they play the Spurs.
Yeah.
And by a lot. But they're not favored to win that game. Both games.
Really?
Right now. Here, the game here?
No.
The two times that we're going to play, we won't play them here. And they're favored pretty much in every game to win except the game.
That'll change. That changes daily, though. Because, like, say they don't, say they're 40-0.
That is nuts.
You know what I'm saying?
How have they not lost a game?
Dude, Steph Curry is averaging 32 points per game.
People have not figured out how to beat them yet.
You can't.
For 82 games?
They've played the Clippers twice or once?
The Clippers blew an 18-point lead against them.
Well, the first game, it was a really good game. It came down to, like, the last.
How does that happen?
I don't know, brother. I mean, that's, you know.
But anyways, I mean, you still gotta beat him, you know. And even though we say this and that, and then obviously no one has figured it out just yet. So we'll see what these guys can do, man. I mean, what they're doing is special. You can't take that away from them.
It's amazing.
But
it's amazing.
I mean,
Chef Curry, boy. Chef Curry with the shot, boy.
You're crazy, man.
32 points.
35
rebounds, 6 assists.
That is crazy.
2 steals.
That is insane, bro.
That is
unbelievable.
As a point guard.
In today,
he's freaking Michael Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook?
He was a receiver for the Redskins.
I thought that was
for the Eagles.
For the Eagles, he was like he was a running back.
No, you're thinking of
he was running back.
Russell Bryant Westbrook.
Brian Westbrook. Oh.
But there was a receiver.
Who did I say?
Westbrook.
I said,
Westbrook.
Why do I always say Michael Westbrook?
He played for the Redskins, I think.
Okay.
But hey, do you remember that receiver from Philadelphia? He used to wear the cowboy hat. What was it? Freddie Mitchell?
Oh, he was retarded. What was wrong with that dude?
What about Ray Buchanan? You like Ray Buchanan?
Ray Buchanan.
He said.
The dude from Indianapolis? Colts?
No, from the Falcons.
Oh,
he said that Shem Sherp looked like Mr. Ed. You remember what he said?
Yeah.
All right, so let's look at this real quick so we can see. This is who they've beaten.
Who?
Oh, you're going to name all 20 of them right now?
Real quick, dude.
Okay.
Pelicans twice.
I mean, they made the playoffs last year.
The Rockets.
The Rockets are playing
horrible.
The Grizz,
the Clips, the Nuggets. The Pistons.
The Clippers.
The Grizzlies actually twice. The Pistons actually twice. The Timberwolves, the Nets, the Raptors, the Bulls, the Nuggets twice. The Lakers, the Suns, the Kings again. So they've played a couple of teams.
They
haven't played anybody.
Y'all or OKC. Huh?
They haven't played Cleveland either. Okay.
Well, they probably Cleveland's in the East, so they might not play them.
Once
or twice.
Here's probably the first game they're going to be playing Indiana. on December
8th. Indiana's good, yeah.
So that's in a few days, and that should be a good, I guess, a
Toronto, a, I mean, Toronto's test, good.
Toronto is good.
Toronto's the next game. Toronto is Toronto's Saturday.
So they could lose some games. I mean, I can't see them going undefeated.
No.
Hey, did you see Kojo? He hit the game winner.
Who?
Mm-hmm. Corey Joseph, he hit a game winning three the other night.
Oh, he plays for Toronto. Yeah, he does. That's a good pickup for them.
Yeah.
That makes them a lot. I liked him.
He got paid.
He did get paid.
Compared to
that's what I'm saying. Even. So do you want a ring or you want to get paid?
Well, he got a ring, so now he can get paid.
But even if he didn't, what would you do?
So let me ask you a question. So on a personal level, if you were a ball player.
Are you not personal with me, Alex?
If you're a ball player.
We don't know each other like that yet.
What's more important to you?
Money.
Really? You're not just a basketball player. You're one of the better players in the league. You're not some scrub sitting at the end of the bench.
Right. Yeah.
Well, if I'm on the bench, I'm getting money, right? So
I'm getting my money though.
You want the money?
Because that's guaranteed. That's guaranteed. The ring is not guaranteed. Say I stay in San Antonio.
What does Shane Falco say?
Shane Falco from The Replacements. Oh. Yeah, that was a good movie. Keanu Reeves.
I'm just saying because like.
What does he say?
What?
Wounds heal. Wounds heal. Scars.
Yeah.
Glory lasts forever.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, Corey Joseph situation. Say he didn't get a ring last year or whatever.
He wouldn't take the money.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay. So do you stay in San Antonio? You got a really good chance to win it, but you still have to win it. And it's not dependent on you. It's dependent on like a bunch of factors.
I don't think he's a fair comparison because he's not an important factor.
Well, I'm just saying if I were him.
I'm talking about big names.
Like who?
Like say Draymond Green didn't re-sign that extension.
important people.
Oh, you know, no. Okay. I mean,
Paul Pierce. No, I don't know.
I don't care who it is.
LeBron James. So that guy.
Well, no, he's like, I mean, you're talking about the best guy. So it's kind of different. You know what I mean? Because he changes the whole freaking landscape.
But it's different, man. I mean, everyone, like you said, that's where.
So, I mean, you're asking me personally, if I'm a top 20 player in the league, am I going to stay with the team?
You're significant.
Okay, top 10 player?
Yes.
Okay. Am I going to stay with the team to get paid? Like, Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook, right?
One of them's going to...
Or James Harden, somebody like that, right?
In this case, LaMarcus Aldridge is a fair example because he could have...
He chose the ring.
He chose
but
the
he
ring.
But he already been getting paid probably, though.
He is getting paid, but he was going to get paid more with Portland. Stay.
So he chose the ring. Right. I understand. It was a good situation. It was, you know what I'm saying? So
it's just, I mean, we don't know.
I'm choosing the money because that's...
Money runs out, bro.
Nah. I mean, it does, but...
Hey, banners hang forever.
But it's guaranteed. But you got to get a banner. What if something happens? You get hurt. Somebody gets hurt, and your season's over with. But the money is guaranteed. Once I sign that contract, it's done.
See, that's one thing about
the NBA. Put them $25 million in money. You know what I'm saying? And then ring or not, I still got my money if I'm smart.
Is the money guaranteed in the
money ain't running out.
Well, here's the thing, dude. Here's the thing. I don't understand.
Fuck off, Roel.
I don't understand sometimes.
Was it?
Like Pau Gasol, for example.
Oh, yeah, that was stupid.
What did he do?
Well, I mean, they're getting paid more money
mm-hmm.
to go elsewhere.
Okay.
But in reality, if they come here, they're keeping more money in their pocket when it comes to
state of taxes.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much that works
out. So that's the part I don't get. It's like, all right, we're going to pay you an extra $10 million. Well, yeah, you're going to kiss those $10 million in taxes in California or wherever it is that you go, or Miami or wherever. That money.
He's in Illinois, though, so I'm not sure how much
different. Well, there's no state tax in Texas like there is in California.
I get that.
So
I mean, I don't know how much. I don't know what the difference is.
You're chasing stupidity is what you're doing.
Well, and
nah.
Well,
see, nah, I'm not going to say that. Nah, it's not stupidity.
Honestly, I mean,
it depends on what it works out to be. Like,
okay.
We're talking $5 million? Okay. But we're talking like 20.
Pau Gasol.
I'm taking $20 million, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, but five.
Pau Gasol.
I can make that up somewhere.
Yeah, Pau Gasol's motive to go to Chicago was for more money, not to come and win. Because
he's already got.
He has two. He has two.
So yeah. So yeah, he's already checked out.
The Spurs tried to recruit him to come over here because they needed another big, and he was a free agent. But they signed him before they.
Would you rather have him or LaMarcus?
Well, this was not this year. This was a year before after we won.
Oh, right.
So they only had flex room to.
But I'm saying, who would you rather have?
Well, right
that's
now
that's a very debate. I mean, well,
I'm just wondering.
Now I say LaMarcus just because I feel like Paolo's already on the
yeah, he's younger. His
career. Now, sure. If you were going to go, we had the choice of either Mark or
Marcus LaMarcus. Or LaMarcus.
I would get Mark and put Tim at the four.
Well, because he's a
he still got DL and Wes. Oh my God, yeah.
But I think
Marcus Gasol would have been a nice.
Marcus Gasol is nice. Yeah.
But
how old is Marcus?
He's like 28.
He's still younger. He's big.
He's got a long way to go.
But bigger guys age a little because they bang a lot.
But Pau Gasol is already saying he's opting out of his contract.
Yeah.
He's already saying.
Well, they interviewed him and they asked him about that, about his decision and his brother's decision. Mm. And he just said that, you know, at that time, that was the best decision.
That's what you do.
Because they basically wanted, they put him on the spot.
That's what you do.
And they're basically twisting the question saying, do you regret signing with Chicago instead of signing with... That's what they were.
I made the best decision for me
at that time. Exactly.
At this time, I'm getting the hell out of here.
He's not happy there. Right?
This is not the best. Well, he's off on bench now. He started coming off the bench, right?
No, Joe Kim's coming off the bench.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Paul had a good night the other night against us, actually. He had like 18 and 13.
Well, and it's funny to say that, too, because in that same article, he said the same thing. He said, I always get myself super mentally prepared when I'm playing against the best. He says, for some reason, it just goes in that night because I'm more focused, whatever. So
he's played against the Spurs enough times.
He knows.
So he knows Spurs coming to town. If I'm playing the Spurs, Tim Duncan, I'm
bringing my...
Yeah, now when Tim Duncan retire...
Maybe I'm going over there.
So anyway, I mean, me, I'm more of a...
Because you're a Spurs fan.
Well, I guess so.
You got Spurs glasses on. You can't do that. Nah. You got Spurs colored glasses on. You can't do that, man.
There's so many guys that I have seen
money.
That got their money that are broke.
Well, that's different. So it's guys that got rings that broke. Lamar Odom. Did he get a ring?
He's got two.
Yeah, he went broke. All right, maybe.
Latrell Sprewell.
Latrell Sprewell and his 17 kids.
No.
I got to feed my family.
I got to feed my family.
I can't just take five. I need like $7 million. I can't do five.
No, he turned down $7 million.
Yeah, right. He wanted nine. Yeah, okay. Whatever it was. But.
But that's what I'm saying, dude. Money comes and goes.
But a championship is not guaranteed. My money is guaranteed for the most part, unless I'm a dumbass.
Not to keep it.
No, somebody gonna give you how much $20 million? You gonna wear it out? Sure. I'm just saying it depends on that person. That happens to a lot of people, but not all the time. So we gotta have to take that out of the circumstances. Just say the money lasts there forever. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna say you're gonna get the ring, you get the money. It's a choice.
Yeah,
you can lose the ring. Nah, I'm playing. So I'm just saying. I mean, you can get a ring and not play. So I mean, get your money for me, Chris Gent.
If I were a relevant piece, I would prefer.
Yeah, it just depends on you know.
Well, you could say the same thing about Michael Finley, but he did get paid, and while he was playing with us, because Dallas
when he got the ring, that guy checked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just wanted that one taste, and he got it, and he was like,
"Hey,
I'm out."
He just retired
because he got paid.
He should have retired right after that.
Yeah.
Michael Finley, Wisconsin.
Yep.
He was a nasty in college, dude.
Yeah, he was.
Big Ten.
When he went to Phoenix, man, I liked him when he was at Phoenix.
Yeah, he was decent.
Jump, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he became a good 3-point shooter for us and hit some big shots, man.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So that's about it, man. That's a good basketball discussion, man. I like having guests in the studio.
We have some good discussions. Man,
I thought you were going to have me arguing here with Alex in here, but we didn't.
I was hyping that up.
Yeah, you hyped it up.
You wanted to go off about something else.
Yeah, what was it?
Yeah, there's one more thing, right?
Don't be scared.
Don't hold back.
Yeah, don't hold back. What's going on?
Was it the Patriots?
Go ahead.
You remember you wanted?
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I know.
What was it?
And tonight, unfortunately, we did not Periscope.
Oh, good.
So,
thank God.
I watch First Take every day.
Yeah, I usually do, too.
Every day.
9 o'clock. Yeah.
And I like it because it's always...
So, are you Stephen A or are you...
I'm Team Skip Bayless because he's a Spurs fan. He's a Patriots fan.
He's a Spurs fan. Yeah. So, oh, true that.
He's a Tom
like
Brady
both.
Fan. He likes everybody
I like them both,
like.
Actually.
Yeah, Skip's...
I really like... Oh, girl, though. What's her name?
Chick's an idiot.
How's she an idiot?
Michelle Tafoya. Yeah, that's
not Michelle Tafoya. No, it's
not Carrie Champion, the other one.
I follow her on Twitter
Kid
now.
Kid Keller. Oh,
no.
She has a name.
Yeah, it's a real name.
Not Kid Keller. Kid something.
She does a good job, though.
But
anyway,
the other day I heard, just kind of switch gears, go to football.
Okay.
So Stephen A. loves Aaron Rodgers.
He does like Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, dude. Mm-hmm. He calls him a bad man.
That's Aaron Rodgers is a bad dude. Right? I mean,
he kind of calls.
Wait till tomorrow morning. Right?
Yeah, I don't even want to watch tomorrow. But he challenged Skip. He's like, you can't name me 2-3 quarterbacks that are better than Aaron Rodgers. And he was like,
right now?
No, ever.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like,
Aaron Rodgers is pretty good, but I would, yeah.
He's like, Aaron Rodgers, when it's all said and done, will be the best, the greatest
quarterback. He'll be one of the best, I think.
Ever.
I mean, I can say Montana. Everybody. I can say Brady. I can say, you know what I mean?
So,
Starback.
When Brash, I heard that. I don't
like that far, but.
When I heard that. It sounded like it was more of a generational thing, just simply because Skip saw United, Skip saw Bart Starr.
He didn't see those. Oh, Skip is old. That's right. How old is Skip?
He's 60-something.
Okay, yeah.
So he saw those guys play. So those guys, you know, they gravitate more towards those types of players.
They weren't putting up these numbers.
They're not.
So, no. But I can't put them on this level.
But you're not going to put him. I mean, you know, I'm a big Brady fan.
We'll start from, like, the 90s, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman.
You could still say Montana.
I would say Montana.
He's better than Aikman.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For I would sure. say so.
I mean, you could say, I would say you so. Can say Montana. You can say maybe Steve Young. You can maybe say Brett Favre. You
I would say Brett. Say I would say Steve Young. I would say Montana and Favre for sure. Tom Brady.
That he's better than them?
No.
They're better than him.
Oh, better than him. Well,
Skip, but he's right. He's right there.
Skip
Peyton
said,
Manning, maybe.
Skip said Brady.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Montana.
Get the fuck out of here.
Brett what? Favre.
He said who?
Brady, Montana, Brett Favre was number 5.
Could you put Breeze up there?
And then he put a
maybe
he's under. Guy, I think he had a what's the guy that played for the Cowboys?
Don't say Romo.
Eggman, Starbuck, Starbuck,
Roger Starbuck,
Roger Staubach.
Danny
Staubach.
White,
Staubach, Staubach,
Danny White,
Danny White, really?
So it's just interesting, man.
Jason Garrett.
It's just like Stephen A. is like. Talent wise, well, we're not talking about talent, man. We're talking about
We are talking about talent.
No.
Yeah, we are. Why not?
We're talking about
because in football,
how it turns out on the football field. You can be the most talented, whatever you want to be, but if you don't,
he's produce, just as talented as any quarterback ever. I'd say.
Well,
I see the arc because that's what I do with basketball. Like
he does that.
No rings involved. No just rings, straight up, just talent wise.
Honestly, here's
I mean, yeah. Aaron Rodgers, arguably, he's got the passing numbers. He can run. Yeah, he's a better runner than Joe Montana.
He's a better runner.
Give Aaron Rodgers
Tom.
Give Aaron Rodgers Jerry Rice. Give Aaron Rodgers John. What's the dude?
John Taylor.
John Taylor. Give Aaron Rodgers was the Dwight
Clark.
Dwight Clark. Give Aaron Rodgers Roger Craig. You know what I'm saying? Through his whole career.
Well,
give him Jerry Rice, dude.
But the same
thing. But he had Sterling Sharpe.
Just to go to the total opposite of that.
Go ahead.
Tom Brady's doing it with no big number.
No.
Yeah, same thing.
I'm not putting him over Tom Brady. No, Tom Brady is, for me.
I mean, my argument was just that he put him above everybody.
And well, so that's, I was like, you can argue that, though. But I mean, that's his choice. You know what I mean?
Talent-wise is like...
He can throw it anybody.
You know who's a very talented quarterback? Jay Cutler is a very talented quarterback.
Nah, but he's not on Aaron Rodgers. He didn't win like Aaron Rodgers.
Produce on the field.
He doesn't have the killer.
But Aaron Rodgers does, though. You know what I'm saying?
Tom Brady has won Super Bowl.
See, now you're throwing in rings. That has not. He's not the only person that plays on that team. It's 22 people, so it's hard for that to win a championship.
I'm not downing Tom Brady.
I love Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady's better.
I think he just can't run
like that. But talent wise, I would say Aaron Rodgers.
The older he gets, the better he's getting.
He's very smart.
He's very smart. Aaron Rodgers
Belichick
is very smart.
Is a freaking guru. Belichick is the Yoda. You know what I'm saying?
Spygate.
I don't even care about that. I'm a Steelers fan, so I don't even care about that stuff. To me, they all cheat anyway. I mean, it has nothing
Everybody
to do with
does.
Did he then, not, you know what I was reading the other day because they were talking about the whole cheating thing.
I don't even care about that.
Dude, it was so funny. A lot of the older players that used to play back in the day were talking about all their little tricks on the
stick them. I mean, there was all kinds of stuff.
Some guys used to put spray, like cooking spray on their jerseys.
Yeah, so you can hold on to it. Yeah,
A lot of the guys would soak their jerseys in soap water all night long and wear them wet, so that way the next day when they
can't hold on to them.
So Jerry Rice said he used to put stuff on his gloves too, and it's just kind of like
stick them. Lester Hayes is famous for that.
Oh yeah, dude. So all that stuff
that was banned too. I mean, everybody does it. So I'm like, They just did it better. Yeah. I can't hate on them for that, but I feel like Belichick is one of the best coaches ever, and Brady's one of the best quarterbacks.
I mean, I
would put Brady and Favre above Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers arguably could be.
He
could be better than Montana.
I think by the time it's all said and done in Green Bay history, he's going to be the best quarterback.
He'll over be the Favre? Best Packer. He'll be the best.
Over Favre? Definitely over Bart Starr. I mean, that was so long ago.
If he wins one more Super Bowl, he's going to be better than Brett.
How many does he have?
One.
Yeah, he beat us, didn't he?
Yeah. That was a good game.
Guess who has more?
Ben. Two.
Ben is elite right now.
He's
been good. He's a Hall of Famer.
You know what he said the other day?
What, Ben?
That he would rather rape teenage girls than adult girls.
He was never convicted of anything.
See, because, one episode, one time he's ragging on me about Patrick Kane's rape case, in which he didn't do anything but Big Ben.
He was never convicted of anything either. I was just trying because nobody heard about it, because nobody cares about hockey. But
yeah, but Big Ben.
But apparently all this... that movie that came out, Concussion.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be huge.
All these things that are coming out.
And Will Smith's in it.
I'm
saying,
dude. So he chose not to go back in the game.
He should never got put back in the game.
He got hurt because he honestly said he was actually thinking about other stuff besides football, which I think is pretty
real life. Like
yes, which is nuts because
what's important,
dude? A player could be dying and you have to drag him off the field to not play. And a guy like Big Ben, he's a tough dude.
Take yourself out,
bro.
Man. It's not that serious, man.
He's a tough dude.
He's huge. He's
taking some
hits. Yeah.
And even himself was like, nah, man, I'm not.
Especially after how they handled the one guy in St. Louis the week before.
Oh,
that.
Dude.
Like, why would y'all put him? Casey, why would you put him back in the game? Like,
dude, he couldn't even get up. Dude.
And he played the next, like, three plays.
Yeah.
Some stupid series. I was like, what? And then it's stupid, man.
You were like this. You mean to tell me you're gonna put him back in the game?
And I didn't know this. Mm. They have each team has an actual spotter. Did you know that?
No.
A concussion spotter.
I think I have heard that, but I
there's
didn't
a
know
guy
that
gets paid
to just watch
spot when someone gets a hard.
Oh, he spots for everybody. Yeah, I guess it would
on
be
their
right.
on their team
yeah, on their team. Yeah.
If they get hit pretty hard, or they get up from a hit or whatever, a collision.
How much money is that guy make?
That they needs to be like, yeah, right. Well, that fool wasn't paying attention.
Right.
Even the referee that was walk right next to him, Case Keenum, as he was trying to get up, and no one was paying attention to him. Everyone was more focused on the spot of the ball or something like that. So they just kind of walked right past him and didn't even.
The referee didn't even notice him.
Nobody.
So I'm probably gonna piss some people off, but it's like modern day slavery, man. They don't care about that, man. I mean, they're getting paid, but it's modern day. It's modern day. You're just not getting your meal.
That's true.
You get to buy your own. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, because the NFL is making billions off
like,
this.
It's like Jerry Maguire.
So, no, go back in.
Remember the you seen Jerry Maguire,
we want
right?
the money. I mean, show me the money. I said we want the money.
Remember at the beginning
show
of the movie?
Show me the money.
Like the dad's in the bed. He had like a massive concussion and the little boy's like scared his dad's going to die or something. And he's like, hey, am I going to be okay, Doc? Because I got to play next week. If I don't, I'm going to get my bonus. And the kid's talking to Jerry, like to Tom Cruise, and he's like, don't you think y'all should stop? And this is like his fifth concussion in like 6 months or something.
Right.
Your dad is a tough guy. It'll take all of the blah, 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 blah. And he's like, and the little kid's just like, fuck you. Like, but it's crazy because 20 years ago, you're like, oh, that's funny. But now everything's like.
And remember those guys 20 years ago are doing what now?
They're all suing the NFL.
For, because, again, modern day slavery.
The NFL is getting raped right now by the former NFL players.
College is modern day slavery for sure. I'm not even going to get into that, but you know what I'm
saying?
That's
a whole other kind of worms.
We'll pay for your school. But dude, I can't even. You know what I'm saying?
You know who has. Do y'all ever watch the HBO Real Sports with Brian Gumbel? Is it Brian Gumbel?
Yeah.
I can't watch anything with Brian Gumbel.
No,
because he makes Malcolm X. Damn it, Wayne Bray looked like Malcolm X. That's what it is.
I haven't watched it. I've seen him a couple times.
They add something about that, about kids that get injured, not just concussions, but get injured in college.
It could be something else.
And they give them like cortisone shots and stuff.
Do you know why they don't pay them?
Why?
Because if they pay them and they get hurt, they have to give them like
workers' comp.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're an employee.
So there's kids, dude. They had the specific one about this kid. He was a big recruit. He got injured. Dude, he's paralyzed from the neck down.
Wow.
He's drowning in hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills. And the university has given him shit, dude. Not a penny.
And which university was
this? And dude,
doesn't matter. They all do it.
And he comes from a poor neighborhood. Right. He comes from a poor family. He has no money.
They recruited this guy like a slave. Let me go watch this slave play football. Oh, he's good.
Dude, and so that's why they don't. That's why they don't pay them.
Don't get me started.
That's you get crazy, him started.
Bro. It's more than that, but no, I've got no. Nah, dude, we haven't even got started on that topic. Don't get me started on that.
Save that for another day.
Yeah, that's a whole another hour. So,
don't want to get him started on that. Yeah,
but I saw it, man. I thought it was pretty.
It didn't click.
I guess.
I've had the argument with a couple of people, and they're like, "Well, they get free school." I'm like, "Yeah, they get free school, but what happens if they get hurt?" I mean, look, my girlfriend needs a dress. I can't even afford nothing because my parents have nothing. So they're on welfare. They have no money.
And not only that, but they get dropped from the school too. Yeah. So once you get hurt,
you're done.
You can't go to school anymore. You lost your scholarship. Sorry about the medical bills and sorry you're paralyzed.
I still had 2 years left, coach. I mean, it's not coach's fault. It's the school. Yeah. It's the NCAA.
The coach is already.
Because how much money are they making off those jerseys and hats and
billions.
Everything?
They're making billions. A ton.
College is a lightweight ripoff, man. I mean, you are learning, but can I just go buy the books and study myself? Self-study?
Well, they make enough money alone just off of tuition and books and whatever. And then you throw in programs like football,
Texas's football program, right? UT, like 150 million a year?
Dude, the network generates a lot of money for them alone. Mm-hmm.
I think we're second. I think us or Michigan's second. We're like 80 or something.
Who's number one?
Texas.
UT.
Oh, UT's football program
generates the most money.
Yes, every year.
They have their
They
have their own network.
It's channel, like
bro.
Yeah,
they
love our network.
They're like 130, 150, and then like Ohio State, Michigan's like 85, 90. Shit. Yeah, that's how far back. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But dude, they put them everywhere.
I'm just saying.
Every sport is all over the place on that Longhorn network.
Yeah,
they could figure out a way to make this
and
work.
And then they do a good job too about. They bring everybody back.
Like Rick
Vince Young is on. Vince Young does Vince Young and David Thomas and Ricky Williams. They all three of those guys do a pregame and a postgame for Longhorn. So of course people are gonna watch them.
I'm glad Vince Young has a job, man.
Me too, man. I
liked him when he was at Green Bay as a backup last year.
I
was like,
keep him too.
Why didn't they keep him?
They'd have kept
Johnny Manziel. Sorry ass.
Well, I'm hearing Cleveland might be shopping him.
I might want Johnny. He ain't gonna do nothing. We gonna get drunk with Justin Bieber.
They're not starting him, even though what's his face is out for the season.
Because he's stupid.
They're still picking up third year.
He's freaking alcoholic, man. Like, I mean, I want to like the guy, but I can't.
I mean, dude,
he makes the dumbest mistake.
Man, Lucky and I shout out
that guy.
Yeah, Lucky. This one guy we know at the office. Lucky. Shout out to Lucky. I'm not mad at you.
I mean, you said his name like 15 times. Go ahead.
He was all worked up about the whole, I don't see why they're not playing it. I mean, I'm like, dude, he lied. He said he wasn't drinking.
He's not even lying. He's just stupid.
Out of rehab. He relapsed. What do you want him to do?
I don't want my quarterback. I don't drinking and stuff on your bye week. I need you preparing.
For the next week.
I want you resting up. Spend some time with your family. You know, get your girl. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I mean? Have the fellas over the house or something, you know? Just don't be in no pictures. Don't be in nobody Snapchat or
nothing. Yeah, no kidding.
He's not the only person that does
that. No, he's not.
He's
just not smart about it. Yeah, he's not smart about it. There's other people that do that.
Shit. But is it true that his family was wealthy prior to
that? Yeah.
Yeah,
so dude.
That's why he doesn't care, dude.
He's a spoiled brat.
Rich fuck before he got money. He was already rich.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he's got money. He's got money, dude.
But if he was black...
Yeah,
they'd be riding him hard.
See what you did, dude?
Nah, I'm just playing.
Pick.
I'm just serious.
Black Lives Matter.
I'm just serious.
Black Lives Matter. Okay.
They do. All lives matter.
All right, all lives matter. Okay. So we're already wrapping up here. Hey, so do you have any social media so that our listeners can follow you?
Yeah.
Do I have any social media?
Yeah. AlexSpeaks.com. You don't do that anymore?
LifeLessonsWithAlex.com.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Just Instagram.
Patriots suck. No. Nah. I like the Patriots.
Okay. Well, he's got an Instagram. What is it? A_Kamach.
Why are you putting him on blast?
I'm plugging our guests and put him on social media.
Dang,
he's got good stuff on there.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah,
what is it? Say it.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God.
He's like
you trying to plug somebody.
A_Kamach.
I thought you knew it.
Something like 25,
that. There it is. You got it. That's the one.
Macho Man Hector Camacho.
Spurs_Camacho.
Yeah. Cool Dude 107.
That's what I'm saying. The Macho Man.
All right. Well, speaking of social media, we're on all social media outlets. The three main ones, anyway. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Actually, four. And Periscope. Which we did not do a live Periscope tonight.
Thank God.
Yeah. Well, follow us on Twitter, Periscope, and Instagram at Pick and Roll Show. And I think that's all we have. Pick, do you have anything you want to add that's not going to be controversial and add an extra 10 minutes to the show?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, fifth.
One, two, three, four, fifth.
Yeah, but that's we always name drop Chappelle Show.
Yes, right.
All right, so that's it for this week for Pick and Row. We're Pick and Row. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
See you later, guys. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.